Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Smirk.
Big brr.
Jerry Production.
I don't know where you get something back from me, shit. Yeah, I get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger Rick, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. If your nigga killer ain't dead, you sure wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Get two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O-Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door lock and stop. I like getting on feet, park the car. We get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Blue faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rick. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Give my shorty them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch up his nerve. Fuck the eye.
got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch, brr, come get it back in blood. Brr, big brr.
Jerry Production.
All right, peace to the gods. Let me start these lives off real quick. All right, I'm live on the gram. Let me do YouTube. I'm live on YouTube. All right. Peace to the god. Peace going on. Man, I was working so hard. Yo, I didn't get a chance to get on, you know, Wednesday night. So I said, man, I'm going to get on tonight. You know what I mean? So I hope you glad to hear me. I'm just giving people time to come on in. Now, in case you didn't know it, I got a 50% sale going on for most things inside my website, 50% off. So anything you've been looking to pick up, any of the new templates, make sure you go to the website and go cop those now while it's 50% off, right? We also got the webinar Saturday jumping off where we're going to be teaching y'all how to suit 241, 242 suits, the constitutional suits. You see what I'm saying? So we got a lot of big things. And of course, next week, I'm going to be in Chi-Town, Chicago, doing a seminar. So I've been busy as hell. Then I got someone trying to get me to go out to Cali to help them with putting a lien on a house of theirs, their mama owned. So I'm probably going to go out there before, you know, the year ends. So I've been real, real busy. Not to mention, I've been working on, you of course, this tax injunction and this treaty injunction. But I got something real special tonight. I'm going to meet you in case y'all didn't know it. A brother from the private seminar I did a couple of weeks ago sent me this. So go. It says, preservation of existing rights and remedies. Now, this comes from the Title 26. USC 26, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. And it says, nothing in the regulation plan, number 26 of the 1950 reorganization plan, number 1 of the 1952, shall be considered to impair any right or remedy, including trial by jury, to recover any internal revenue tax alleged to have been illegally arrested, assessed, or collected, and any penalty claim to have been collected without the authority or any sum alleged to have been excessive or in any manner wrongfully collected under the Internal Revenue Code laws for the purpose of any action to recover any such tax penalty or sum, all statutes, rules, and regulations referring to the collector of the Internal Revenue Service, the principal officer for the Internal Revenue Service district, or the secretary shall be deemed to refer to the officer who acts referred to in the preceding sentence gave rise to such action. The venue of any such action shall be the same as under existing law. So I read that to tell you, show you in their own law, they got to give you back every dime that they ever took from you in taxes once I give y'all this tax treaty. this tax injunction because it was slavery. I got all their proof from their own mouth. They ain't supposed to. And they have this law that they got to give it all back to you. They tell you who you got to contact. It says the secretary and internal the collector of the Internal Revenue Service. That's the one personally. The secretary, right? And then it says, that's the two people. But of course, I'm writing the boss of IRS and all that with the injunction. It's who you're going to be sending it out to. And y'all never going to be paying taxes again. I also got proof that Congress, right? Congress itself said they ain't supposed to be taxing. Right? Hold on. Look, I'll show you what it says. I'll read for you. Section 2, Congressional Findings. Right? Have to move this a second. It says, Congress finds that the federal income tax, number one, retards economic growth and has reduced the standard of living in the American public. Number two, impedes the international competitiveness of the United States industry, reduces savings and investments in the United States by taxing income multiple times. Number four, shows the capital formation necessary for real wages to steadily increase. Number five, lowers productivity. Number six, imposes unacceptable and unnecessary administrative compliance costs on the individual and business taxpayers. Number seven, is unfair and inequitable. They admit that they never gave you anything to take this money. It's inequitable. That means slavery. Number eight, unnecessarily intrudes upon the privacy and the civil rights of the United States citizens. Number nine, hides the true cost of government by embedding taxes in the cost of everything Americans buy. Number 10, is not being complied with a satisfactory levels, therefore raises the tax burden on law-abiding citizens. Number 11, impedes upward social mobility. And then it says, findings relating to the federal payroll tax. It is not being complied with a satisfactory levels, therefore raises tax burden on law-abiding citizens and impedes upward social mobility. Then the finding says, number one, raise the cost of employment. Two, destroys jobs and cause unemployment. And number three, have a disproportionary adverse impact on lower income Americans. Findings relating to federal and state attacks. Congress finds that further that the federal estate and gift tax force family businesses and farms to be sold by family to pay taxes. See, I have this to use against them too. All of this is going to be with that tax injunction as proof to shut all taxes down for everyone, everybody who gets the and bees on this webinar that I'm doing called the Tax Injunction. So I've been extremely busy getting y'all remedy for everything you can think about. Everything that really, you know, impacts. So this is for white people, black people, Spanish people, anybody. Y'all want the power that the Jews have, not to be taxed. And when you're not taxed, you need to take that money and roll it into a whole life insurance. That's going to make you a millionaire. Get your kids a life insurance policy while they're young. That's going to make them a millionaire before they turn 21. Y'all got to start doing the things that the rich do, right? So get ready, because your boy Jonah Bay teaches commerce, how to make y'all's lives better as a people. All y'all got to do is follow the instructions. But with that being said, let me open up the call lines and see what's going on. There's only one person with their hands up. How many people on? Well, see, shit, there's only three callers on Blog Talk, because this ain't my normal day and people didn't even know I was getting on. So being that it's so many few people on Blog Talk, the people on YouTube and the people on the gram, type y'all's questions in. I'll get to those questions today. You see what I'm saying? So here go. 530-426. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Jonah.
What the God?
I appreciate you being on, man. I did the 50% sale, and I'm so happy and grateful.
Oh, no doubt. Y'all know, for the people that listened to me for years, y'all know that sale was coming. Black Friday, always do it Black Friday. Now, for a lot of people didn't know about the sale, so I'm going to extend the sale over the weekend. So y'all will have all weekend to get 50% on the sale, right? Well, come Monday, but what's going on with you?
Hey, I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money come to me quickly and easily. I'm so happy and grateful that perfect health comes to me quickly and easily. I wish the same to you and all of the listeners. My mom is in the other room listening as well. So,
your mom, how old is your mom?
So as my mom is, she's 62.
Oh, dope. Dope.
Yeah.
Weight gain.
I'm sorry, what's that?
How much weight did you gain? I know your mom.
I kept it pretty lean. We went over to a friend's house. I didn't gain much weight. And then we went over to another friend's house, and then they danced half the night. So I think it probably evened up.
Okay, that's what.
How much weight did you gain?
Yeah, I don't eat it. I don't eat for it. I don't celebrate at all.
Right. I did have a simple question for you. As I'm studying, you went over the four corners rule, and I'm just trying to back a lot of those things up. I was wondering if is there a place where I can look to see where that
Google
is?
Four corner rule.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to find it. Now, is the definition that they used to have, they took down because I taught from it so many times, right? So now they hid. But if you Google four corner rule, it says four corners of an instrument is a principle that the document's meaning should be derived from that, i.e. the language and all that matters that's encompassed. So I know what it means and it's correct meaning, but if you're a newbie, you won't understand. So everything that's in four corners is its own separate contract. So perfect example, if you look at a dollar bill, it says Federal Reserve, but that's in four corners, right? Then it says United States of America. That's in four corners, but that's the whole. So that bill is in the public and in the private, all at the same time.
And in preparation for the webinar tomorrow, is there anything else you want us to look over? We've been kind of studying that earlier today.
Just be there, and you're going to get it all in that webinar. And it's going to be shocking. Everybody out there got a suit against these people. I got to go to the courthouse and look up and ask them for any tickets that I had. I got to pull those back up so I can go after these people. Because last time I got stopped and all that. I've gotten stopped after that, but, you know, every time I get stopped, they just say, they see the injunction and say, have a good day, right? Now, if someone stops me now, I don't give a fuck if the injunction worked or not. Arrest, I'm suing them, right? But for me to get some of that money, I'm going to have to go to some of those old cases, because I don't even get stopped no more. That shit's a good thing, but time stopping me from making money.
So is this something that we can just take and go and do it basically on Monday?
If you understand and know how to change the template for your state's constitution, yes. Go right up into the federal.
I mean, I have a nephew that's there in Georgia, and basically he has tickets, so
he'll be able to use it right away.
Sounds good.
All right then. Peace, God.
Peace.
Now the two other people in queue, they ain't raised their hand. They just listening. All right, so let me see what's on the YouTube, see if anyone asks any questions. Y'all know I'm chilling. I'm in one of my chilling on the phone and doing the show. I'm normally sitting in my office. I'm lazy today. It says, no money. How do I enforce the Constitution from 1855? FY Constitution into today's Constitution. First of all, you're not going to use today's Constitution. Now, all y'all's Constitution, especially the ones from the beginning, says anything that goes against this Constitution is null and void, right? So if they made a new Constitution and it says things that the old Constitution didn't say, it allows them to do things that they weren't allowed in that old Constitution. Guess what? First in time, first in line, the old Constitution stands as law. That's just how law works, right? On that note, if you have a treaty and you can prove the treaty is about your people, the Constitution don't apply to you either. The treaty applies to you. But there's certain things that you're going to have to do to make them know that it applies to you, the treaties. And the treaty injunction is coming March 20th, on my birthday. I'm going to release it. And it is crazy. But what's the next question? What company for life insurance? I don't know. Google, talk to them. You got to talk to many of them. It depends on your income. Some of them require you to pay some amount. Some of them say that you can put down any amount you can afford to pay, which they'll give you the range of the amounts that you got to pay. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't tell you which one I use because I know y'all ain't going to be able to use that one. You see what I'm saying? It says, I mean, hit the like button. Word. Can y'all hit the like button? Then it goes on. Can you teach the people that due to the instructions of the 1871 Organic Act, the IRS and corporate rules and policies and procedures are null and void, declared by Andrew Jackson? Now, check it. I got quite a few templates. And the tax webinar that I'm going to do next year, right, it all proves that there is no real judiciary. That's number one. Now, first of all, what y'all got to understand is the 1871 Organic Act was made for corporations that the U.S. owned. It had nothing to do with you, the people, but they tricked y'all through school and all that to make y'all believe it all applied to y'all. And it never did. It never did. But being that it went against the original Constitution, it's null and void. But y'all didn't know that because y'all don't know y'all's constitutions. Now, civil rights. He said, can I teach them that the Civil Rights Acts are void? Civil rights, right? Those rights is for corporations or your straw man. You're going to have to proclaim your nationality of your ancestors. None of that should apply to you because the Constitution wasn't even made for you. It was never made for you. In fact, I'm going to show you how the Constitution fucked you over. It literally fucked you over and shitted on you. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull this shit up. Bill Tillman. And I'm going to read to you why they created the 14th Amendment. All right? I'm going to point some things out. 1 second. I'm looking for the part that's saying what I want to say. All right, it says, in the state where 135,000 Negro voters of voting age and some only 90,000 white voters. Now, this is what I've been telling y'all. This is our original land. Of course, we outnumbered white people. And we're not talking about just black people. It was 135,000 black people. At the time, only men could vote. So it was 135,000 men, black men that could vote and was of voting age, right? And there was only 90,000 of white men that could vote, right? Of voting age. We vastly outnumbered them, which means we was always winning every election. We were winning every election. But it goes on to say, you handcuffed us and thrown away the key, and you propped up your carpetbag Negro government with bayonets. And whenever it was necessary to sustain the government, you held it up with the army. So now this senator, Bill Tillman, just told you that the government and the army was all Moors, black people, Negroes, Native Americans, whatever, Hebrew Israelite, whatever moniker, we all was called many different things. We all was all of that, but we all had the government, right? Then it goes on. This is the important part. It says, Mr. President, I have not the facts or figures, but I want the country to get a full view of the southern side of the question and the justifications for anything we did. We are sorry we had the necessity forced upon us, but we could not help it. And white men, we are not sorry for it. And we do not propose to apologize for anything we've done in connection with it. We took the government away from them in 1876. Your government. They took your government, Negroes, away from you in 1876. Then he says, and we did take it. And then for no other senator has come here previous to this time would acknowledge it, the more the we have had no fraud in our elections in South Carolina since 1884. They doing fraud to this day. There has been no organized Republican Party in the state. See, when they took the government, it then became a democracy when they took it from us. And y'all had democracy ever since. All the laws that was passed ever since this point have been laws for the democracy. The government says democracy means mob rule. They used the Ku Klux Klan and the mob to take control of the government. And it's been that way ever since. Nothing since that point has ever been true law. Or positive law, right? Then let me go on. We did not enfranchise the Negroes until 1895. Then we had a constitutional convention convened, which took the matter up calmly and deliberately, avowedly, with the purpose of disenfranchising as many of them as we could under the 14th and 15th Amendment. That's right. Y'all been lied to. They created the 14th and 15th Amendment to take your nationality and allow and stop y'all from outvoting them because y'all outnumbered them. You have the illusion of these people outnumbering you because they have melanated Moors, black, blue, Negroes, whatever you calling them. They have them all listed as white. Perfect example, my wife is listed as white. She is from England, but she is deep chocolate, dark skin, and they got her listed as white. Now, guess what? They got me listed as white. So it is a status, right? And the numbers they cheat on. But they told us they created the 14th Amendment to free the slaves, and so-called black people was the slaves. They created the 14th Amendment, according to the senator out of his own mouth, to disenfranchise and enslave us black people, Negroes, whatever you want to call it. We are really Moors, but whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? That's how that went down. Now, should I ensure the trust? He said, now this is a stupid ass question. So you agree, why are you teaching people corporate policies? This is the problem. You fucking Moors never want to fucking do anything according to the rules. But guess what? I just showed you the government was created by your ancestors, by congressional record. Those rules made by your ancestors. There's jurisprudence books that go back eons that's made by your ancestors. In the Bible, you got codes, rules, and regulations that was created by your ancestors. You got the Code of Hammurabi, one of the first jurisprudence books ever found. There's no one and nothing that doesn't have rules. The universe has rules. So I use their rules to teach you how to do court properly so you can win. So you could win. The very congressional record I bring up is listed under what? Evidence. And under evidence, any ancient document and archive from the government can be used to prove your point. That's a rule right there. It's rules to this shit, man. If you were playing basketball and you keep on picking up the ball and running to the court and shooting it in, and then we were going up to 20 or 10, and you said, I won, I got 10 points, and I said, you didn't win. You didn't win. You can't win. You didn't follow the rules. Because every time he picked up the ball and ran with it, it was called double dribble or walk. Rules, my motherfucking Moore. Rules. Fuck out of here with that dumb shit. Y'all don't understand. The dude, Ramiel Todd, is one of the haters. But I figured I would answer shit today just to make my fucking point that I'm all wise and knowing on what I'm teaching. Right? So, now, since I answered it, I'm removing it and kicking them out. You know what I mean? Because that's how it is. I don't hide from any questions from people. I answer them. I answer them, but, you know, it's all good. Here we go. And let me tell y'all this. If it's something that I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. Because I ain't got no problem saying I don't know. I'm not expected to know everything. I don't know why people think they are. If you're a teacher, you're supposed to know everything. You know shit about the subject that you're teaching. It says, now, the next question, peace to God. Hey, Jonah, I thought my calendar was off. I said, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm on the wrong day, but, you know, it's all good. If you have an injunction, will they give you a parking ticket? Yes. Do you know the injunction is do not detain list? If they're giving you a ticket, is it detaining you? But I tell you what, you will be able to sue them off of tomorrow's webinar, 241-242 sue. 241-242, that's all their codes. Their codes to teach you how to do a lawsuit when they violate the Constitution. Why am I teaching them codes? Them same codes is going to get you rich. Them same codes. One 241 suit, 1983 suit, can make you a multimillionaire. Why the fuck would I teach it? I like money, motherfucker. I like money. Stupid ass. But let me go on. Should I have insured the trust since it owns LLC to or insure the LLC? Well, like, I'll give you an example. I work for my trust, but I have a policy, whole life policy for myself. Then the trust also has a whole life insurance policy on me. Now, one of the reasons why you got to do that, if you're in my position, is because they only allow you to put so much money into the account per year. To some policies, it's only $100,000. Some, the most policy will let you put maybe $1 million, right? Now, if you're a multimillionaire, you need more policies to be able to put your money away. Because I told y'all years and years ago, I don't put my money in the bank. I put it in whole life insurance because I become my own bank when I do that. I can borrow whenever I want. And it still keeps the same amount of money in there that it had. Plus, it gains interest. My Pacific policy, I'm getting 11% interest. Right? So, ain't no investment paying you that much. Guaranteed. So, it depends on what your business is doing. When filing a motion for discovery, who else beyond the judge do I communicate with? First of all, when you're doing any motion, you have to give the opposing attorney a copy. You got to work a copy. And then you have your copy, right? That's all the people that you have to notify. How do you want the attorney to answer your motion if he never had a copy? Or he gets a copy the same day. Guess what? He won't have to answer that. That's your fault. You doing paperwork for no reason then. All right? Yo, big bro, please put that pitchfork link up. I've been looking for it. Yo, it's easy to find. Just Google Pitchfork Bill Tillman. Peace to the God. This is Yusef L. Bay. Thanks for coming on today. No doubt, God, you got it. Would it be wise to use multiple on my DBA and nonprofit included? I have done multiple names on my DBA. My trust does names, does business in all the names that it has up under it. You understand? So that is all the questions on YouTube. Now let me go back to Blog Talk and see what's popping. I'm going to 530-426. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. You got me first.
Okay, I thought so. All right, peace. I don't know why his hand is still up. It should have went down. 704-431. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Hey, I got a quick question about the insurance, God.
I'm gonna have my boy come on the show and tell you all about the whole life insurance. That's what he does. He sells it and all that. So I'm gonna get y'all with people. Just be patient. It's coming real soon.
Awesome.
Next year.
Say all less, right? God. Say less. Say less. I just had a quick question about that. Peace to the God. That's all I need to hear. All
right, then. No problem. Yo, I know what y'all thinking. I got y'all, man. Remember, I'm in touch with y'all. I'm one of y'all. I came from where y'all came from. I'm still there with y'all. All right, so let me see what kind of questions is going on the gram and answer them real quick. All right. You have a mortgage. Can you put it in trust? Yes, you can put the house in trust. You want to go to jonahbay.com and pick up the house trust webinar. I show you in that webinar how to do your quick claim to put your house into your express trust. Now, you want to pick that up tonight. Just like I said, there's a recent sale going on. Man, he kept on asking that question. I hope you got the answer because I answered it. What all in? I number is 616-418-5649. 516-418-5649. The chat now on the gram. 16569. And make sure you press 1 to put your hand up, all right, so I can see that you're in the question, the queue. Next question. How do I get them to change your race from black or then documents in? I'm doing the treaty and jump. It will show you and make sure everything has changed. We'll talk about that on March 20th into the new year. When is the tax webinar going down? The webinar is going down January 1st, 2023. So get your money. And get your mind right. Don't get too drunk the night before because that's when the webinar is going down. Just in time for you to do it so you ain't going to be paying taxes in 2023. Peace, guards. Thanks for coming on today. No problem. Let's flood the shore. I filed the injunction a couple of years ago in Georgia. Notarized, get mailed it 3 times and so on. Got detained. How could it have went wrong? First of all, your injunction can be done wrong. I would have to see your injunction. Who did you send it to? You probably sent it to the wrong people, or maybe you didn't. And let me tell you this. There is no silver bullet, and you only have that injunction right there in Georgia. But there is no silver bullet. If you meet a racist-ass cop, he's not going to care what the computer is saying. He's going to do what he want to do anyway. Why you think I'm doing the webinar, how to sue them tomorrow? So make sure you got the paperwork. Get on the webinar tomorrow. I'm going to show you how to stop him from being a cop and bankrupt him by getting money. All right? Stretch. They said, fuck your injunction, so you got to make it known you're not to be fucked with and sue him. Fact. That's exactly. You got to sue them. They giving you, why would you get mad if they give you an opportunity to become a millionaire? I love that shit. Please, please fuck with me. It's okay. How do you enforce express trust after APA? Your question's dumb. First of all, the Express Trust has nothing to do with their court system. It shouldn't be in court. They didn't sue your Express Trust. So obviously you're trying to mix public and private. Now, APA is when you got to do administrative court, affidavit that I put together to show that you don't want to be in their administrative courts. They don't have jurisdiction. Brother, you need to get a consultation. We need to talk more on what you're trying to do, because right now you don't really comprehend what you're trying to do. Jonah, where was the reading document on the senator? It was called Pitchfork Bill Tillman. Google it. All right? And I talked about this shit over the years so many times, it ain't even funny. I caught a bank doing fraud with my trust account. Okay. Be on that webinar tomorrow, because you're going to want to get paid from them. Right? Anyone who tramples on your rights, you're supposed to sue them in a suit. It's called, I want you to Google 241, 18 U.S.C. 241. And I'm going to read real quick to see what it's dealing with. The law speaks for itself. I don't have to tell you nothing. It tells you what it is. Now, here it go, 241. USC 241. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, intimidate any person in the state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right privilege secured by him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of having so exercised the same, they shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed, a violation of this section, or in such acts include kidnapping or attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual, whatever, they shall be fined under this title, imprisoned in the term of years or life or both, or may be sentenced to death. They're not allowed to do what they're doing, but y'all have never started suing them for it. It says, one more question. Does the constitutional question allow me to use laws and rules from other states to apply for my current state? First of all, you're taking the lazy shit out. That's lazy as fuck, my nigga. Every constitution in every state is almost identical. So if I give you a template for Georgia and it got Georgia Constitution, you look into your own constitution and find in that constitution where it says the same shit. You have no excuse to do that. But yes, it's called the full faith and credit. You have to go get a copy of that state's constitution and then get a certified copy and enter it into the court and tell them to take judicial notice. And then you have to have a motion referencing everything that was in that constitution, and you also make a reference to the United States Constitution Supremacy Clause. Now, they're not going to like it. They follow their own constitution much easier. Take the path of least resistance and use their constitution instead of Georgia's. Do the work. See, here we go again. Express Trust after the APA. That's the wrong question, dog. Get a consultation. That question makes no damn sense. One, been away from my trust a couple of years as far as minute filings. Do I pick up where I left off? Yeah. No one's going to see your minutes anyway. Unless you get hauled into court and you just say, oh, those was lost.
I lost them. Is a bench warrant a lawful warrant, but a magistrate judge, is it constitutional? Well, a bench warrant, according to the Constitution, and we're going to talk about it more tomorrow on the webinar, according to the Constitution, every warrant has to have an affidavit in support of that warrant saying you did something, right? A witness. A bench warrant ain't got no witness or nothing. So you tell me. It says Administrative Procedure Act. I want to use a ECC trust to get out using Article 42. That's what I'm telling you, bro. First of all, ECC, I'm taking it. You're trying to say ecclesiastical. I don't know. We're going to have to talk. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have enough information. You know what I mean? And his name is DZ1211. I don't have enough information. You're going to have to get a consultation. They got scared and closed my two trust accounts. That is retaliation. Here's the thing. Did you open up the account with the 98 EIN? Because if you did, they're going to close it. I told y'all can't use the 98 number in America in commerce. She said no. I would have to get more information. Yeah, I said, I seen when you said no, I took it that you didn't use the 98. I gotta talk to you more to see what happened. You know what I mean? To guide you on what to do after this point. Let me go back to Blog Talk. So, yeah, y'all want to get on this webinar tomorrow. Be there, be square. Learn how to sue all these motherfuckers, including corporations that violate your rights. Also, like I said, you got the 50% sale going on. Get all the things you wanted to pick up and didn't have the money for. You can do it now. Also, we only got 4 minutes of this show, and I answered all the questions everywhere. So I'm going to get off 4 minutes early. Anyway, goddamn. They didn't, ask me more shit, and they have, Rommel. I ain't gonna let you say shit. No one sees what you wrote, dog. You wasting your fucking time. I'm your fucking teacher. I have always been your teacher. And you're a bad student and a fucked up individual. Suck a big fat one. And you know what I'm saying. And I told you, when I see you in person, you know what it is. It's on site. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. I hope y'all learned a lot by the laws. And continue to learn the laws and start using the laws. You see what I'm saying? We out of here.